First of all, Jim, tell me how you're assessing it overall. Because obviously they've won by 8 wickets. There's another way of looking at it and says you got within 9 overs of saving it. So tell me where you're looking.
Well, simply over 4 days of cricket, they've batted, bowled and fielded better than we did. And that's just doing the basics far better than we did. Whether that is batting long periods, soaking up pressure. Because I thought we actually, at the end of day one, 4 or 5 wickets down, I didn't think was a fair reflection of how we bowled. You know, we beat the bat plenty of times, but there was a period about 200 for 4 where game could go either way, you know, and I think we just let that game drift a little bit, probably look to chase it a little bit rather than just doing the basics. And any team that posts 500 you see across the country in all these other games, you know, Route 1 has been done in the first sort of 2 rounds to a number of teams, and yeah, you know, we any team getting 500 is going to have that instant pressure on the batting side. And then, you know, it's phenomenal effort from all those guys in their bowling lineup. I think they've got a white ball game in a couple of days' time. There's going to be a few sore bodies because they're putting a big shift there. And batting wise, you know, it's again down to the basics of sustaining pressure. You know, if people are bowling good areas and not getting out in front of yourself and knowing you're off stump. And these are things that this group of players are going to have to learn very fast in this division. We were aware of that at the beginning of the year and said there's going to be some tough times and some questions asked of us. It's how we react to those questions and how we deal with those disappointments.
So over the piece, have they been more consistent than you? Because there are lots of good things you can point out.
Some very good things. You know, Sibs, you know, 500 in a row in first class cricket. You know, Siddy with the ball in the first innings. Brooksy and Ambi there. You know, Ambi showing his class, going past 11,000 runs and then getting 100 under extreme pressure. And Brooksy, you know, taking like a duck to water to first class cricket again, and good to see him back on the park. But yeah, that the lack of experience that we're going to have, which is sort of compounded a little bit from Belly being injured at the beginning of the season, but we knew that we were going to have times where we may be lacking that little bit of control, and we've got to just learn fast from that, you know, because there's no hiding place in four-day cricket, especially in First Division.
Yeah, and you won't want to be, in any sense, hiding beyond the fact that you have got, some, you know, more than an average number of injuries at this stage, it seems. And how close are any of them, by the way?
How close? Well, Brooksy, obviously, with an injury like that, you know, he's had another scan, which is promising, which sort of gives him a target date of around about June, mid-June. Belly's the same. Nice. You know, two big players for us, and, you know, it'd be great to have them back. And Aaron Thomason, you know, who had a great game in the uni game, which would have put him in the frame making his first-class debut as an all-rounder. He dived and he's tweaked a pec, so he's having a scan on that, which is really disappointing for him because he's worked really hard to get himself to that kind of level of fitness. So, yeah, there were bitter blows, really, to have. And the Belly one and the Stoney one, obviously, we were pretty much aware of. But now it'll be a case of making sure we manage Henry Brooks as best we can. And, you know, he's shown there that he's looking in a good place with bat and ball. But yeah, we know that in a long season your squad's going to get tested, and we need to be able to just deal with that.
Yeah, you can't get through what you need in this division with only 11 players performing. You're going to need a lot more.
Yeah, and it's just interesting. We've got this one-off game, and then we're now into a, you know, an 8-game basically World Cup, which is going to be, you know, thick and fast. The games are going to be coming, and I do think that we played really well in that comp last year. So if we can keep that cutting edge with the ball that we did have and consistency with the bat, you know, hopefully we can do some good things.
Let me just ask you one more thing, if I may. That was a test match quality pitch we've just seen, isn't it?
That was a proper cricket wicket. You know, you bowl well, good areas, you're going to ask questions. And if you're offline, you're going. And if you can bat and know you're off stump and be disciplined, you can cash in. So, you know, just 4 days of good quality cricket. They're a good toss to win. It would be a good toss to have a bat on. But yeah, that's the kind of wickets that you want to see who the best young players are in the country.